So let's go back to the places. Places hold that the noise of Mesopotamia mitzvah is only when it's the absolute Kaddish land. And therefore, within that Shluchim Mesopotamia Laila, Taisus learns is talking about in the case, the last words in Taisus, that it's talking about Kriagavna, the mitzvah, the Bekir mitzvah, Sukhavi, Mivatli, Mimitzvos, or Mimitzvos. That if they're going to be turret every night to find the Sukkah to sleep, they're going to be misbattled from the mitzvah that they're going to do from their shlichus. So we pointed out to me the Marakas ruins in Kupsam Chalav. I didn't see it inside them. I assume it says what I was told that it says. Understands places to mean Kipshutai, that if they're going to be busy every night with Mitzvah Sukkah, then they're not going to get to the Bigin Shvuyim at all. And the whole Mitzvah is going to go kaput. Not merely that they're going to be delayed. And then in Simon Kuk's Hamach Gimel, the Rachazur asks and says, if that's the case, that they're going to look for a sukkah by night, they're not going to get to their Fidin Shvuyim. So then what's the difference between Shluchim Mitzvah and Holchei Drachim? Presumably in an analogous case by Holchei Drachim. I said at the beginning, the whole difference between Shluchim Mitzvah and Holchei Drachim is that Holchei Drachim are Chayim Alayla. Shluchim Mitzvah Potter even Mishas Chanayosu. That's why the Mishnah has to say the name of Shluchim Mitzvah. To take away that the Holchei Drachim. No, but we want to pass them a few b'shas chanayosim. Ask the Marach HaZeruah. If the case is that if they're going to look for a sukkah every night, they're never going to get to their destination, or they're going to get to their destination too late to be any good, to be any use. So the chayav by Holchei Drachim, they should also be potter. Somebody's going to a yirid, and if he's going to look for a sukkah every night, he's never going to get to the yirid. So the stomach is also potter. That goes into teishu kain to do. If the Ran is the Marach HaZeruah is taka chaylik on Taisus, and he also like the Ran, that you don't need the Epshul Kaim Shteh. So what's the answer for Taisus? So some of the answer is, to begin with, that when Taisus says that they're going to be mevatel mishlichusam, mitzvosam, doesn't mean that they're never going to get to the pinyan shvuyim. The shlichus is going to be bottled completely. It just means like the Ran, when the Ran brings Taisus, I said yesterday, the lashon of the Ran, Taisus quotes the Ran quotes Taisus, that they're going to be mefagri from the shlichus. They'll be delayed. They'll get to the pinyan shvuyim, but it's going to be late. Late's not good. They don't want to do mitzvah. So it's gonna compromise their shlichus. Mitzvah is gonna be damaged by mitzvah. They're gonna be late for the pinyan shvuyim. Not gonna get this so quickly. Maybe not so quickly. It's gonna take away from the. Or maybe the mere fact that it's either maybe getting late for pinyan shvuyim is objectively bad. Maybe that much longer in captivity. That much less of the drush they're gonna hear. Maybe they'll walk in late to the drush. I don't know. Maybe they have a. They won't get 6 foot seats. Or maybe just the etzim delay is called a compromise mitzvah. You go to do mitzvah, and if it's going to be delayed, that itself compromises. You want to get there as reason machdim. But Akapadim Taisus didn't mean that the shlich is going to be bottled completely. And therefore, in the parallel case by Holchei Drachim, you're going to be late for the yirid if you look for a sukkah at night. So maybe there you don't have the tour of Holchei Drachim. And I want to elaborate on this point because I think there's a nice look at you. Take a look and follow them out. And in the Taisus, the Chayovim Balayla. He's going on the Brisa. Holchei Drachim Bayoim Ptur Min Asukah. Ptur Min Asukah. Not Shukim Mitzvah. Regular Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim Bayoim Ptur Min Asukah. Bayoim the Chayovim Balayla. Says Taisus four words. The Chayovim Balayla. Kishe Odom Lon Balayla Balayla. Vayishuv. Just look at the pasuk. If you missed it for a minute, I didn't give it as a. I don't think I gave it as a mahamad. Just ponder it. What's Tosha say? Pasuk shat. What's Tosha say? Just stamp pasuk shat.
I think it's a part of the din of holy rachamim is not that you have to make sure that you end up in a place where you're going to have a sukkah, but if you end up in a place with a sukkah, you're chayav to stay there. As opposed to someone who's holy chutz bar mitzvah, which sound like that.
Right. So you're saying too much what I want to say. We're going to get to that. I mean, I have a deep context. The Chayr Tosis is saying that he's Chayv Balayla. Let's say by the Na'iv reading of Tosis is that he's Chayv Balayla if he's B'Yishuv. Because this din that Hilchei Drachim are Chayv B'Sukkah Balayla is when they're B'Yishuv. When Hilchei Drachim are sleeping over in town, so there's a yishuv, there's sukkah, so then they're chayav and sukkah. But if they're in the middle of nowhere, and there are no sukkahs to be had, then they're not chayav alayla either, because they're allowed to be Hilchei Drachim, and now they're in the middle of nowhere, they're allowed to be lama li, they're allowed to be, so what are they going to do? About it, then they have the p'tur. But if that's all Tosis is saying, then the lashon I thought is strange, because Tosis is too marach. The Tosis is 50% too long. Tosis says four words. He only needed two words. Kishalon v'yishuv. It's a funny lashon. Kishalon lon v'layla v'yishuv. Let me just put this on to disturb, isn't it? He should have said kishalon v'yishuv. What's this? Sarikos lashon. Kishalon when a man sleeps v'layla v'yishuv. So it's a matter. I think the pshat in Tosis is Tosis saying like this: what's the case of Hilchei Drachim that the chayav b'sukkah b'layla, and in particular, what's the case that Hilchei Drachim are chayav b'layla and Shluchei Mitzvah are potter b'layla? Because that's part of what Tosis by us said. That's part of what's going on in this Gemara. The Gemara is making a distinction. The Brayis is making a distinction. Hilchei Drachim are chayav b'layla. Shluchei Mitzvah are potter ben b'yom ben b'layla. So what's exactly this case of Hilchei Drachim that they're chayav b'layla and Shluchei Mitzvah are potter b'layla? So places the case like this. Let's imagine a guy's going on a business trip. So he gets on his horse and he's going off to the convention somewhere. It's not so stop on a rest of the year. And he comes to town and it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He comes to a town, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And there's a nice hotel, 6 over there, we could stay for the night. But there's really 2 more hours of daylight. He could, if he continues on his trip, he'll be able to hop right another 2 hours. He'll get the 2 hours. He'll get eventually to his destination 2 hours earlier. But he's gonna have to sleep on the side of the road. He's gonna have to sleep on the because there's no aksanya yet for there's no yishuv for a while. So what would he do? What would a typical person do? So it depends probably. It depends what time it is. If it's 12 o'clock in the afternoon, he's going to lose half a day's travel. He would continue and he'll sleep by the side of the road. Yeah, that, you know. But on the other end, if it's only 34 o'clock and it's close to the end of the day, then he would probably make a normal person would make a calculation that for 2 hours of travel, it's not to gain 2 hours, it's not worth it. This way he'll be able to be lomba yishuv. In that kind of case, he's chayav b'sukkah b'layla. If you're assuming in the yishuv there are also sukkahs available, and in the middle of nowhere there are no sukkahs available. So in a case that a normal person would stop in the yishuv in order to sleep in a home, in a house, you know, or in a hotel, so on sukkahs, as teshu kentaduru, he's chayav to stop also and sleep in the sukkah. But in the case where the rest of the year he wouldn't stop a yishuv, he would keep going. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. So sukkah is no different. That's within a teshu kentaduru. But the din over here that he's put that he's chayav b'sukkah b'layla is talking about a case where we measure him against a typical person. That's kishah adam. Adam means a typical person. In a case where a typical person will be lon b'layla b'yishuv. So then he also has to be lon b'yishuv and he has to sleep in a sukkah. In a case where a typical person would be lon on the side of the road, So then here on Sukkot, he's also allowed to be alone by the side of the road. That all goes into Teshu Kentadu. That's the difference between the Shulchei Mitzvah and the Holchei Drachim. Holchei Drachim, their whole tour is out Teshu Kentadu. So we measure them against a normal person. What would a normal person do in such a case? A normal person would stay in the Yishuv. So you have a right. So you also have a chuyuv to stay in the Yishuv and sleep in the sukkah. A normal person would sleep in the sukkah, would go on. So you have a right to go on as well. Shluchei mitzvah. The Torah of shluchei mitzvah is nakas of teishu came to do. So we don't measure them against the normal person. We measure it against, is the shlichus, is the mitzvah going to be compromised by looking for by staying in town and looking for a sukkah? It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. By 2 hours, you could get 2 hours of mitzvah time by continuing on the road. So who cares that if you were going for a business trip, you wouldn't do it? But I'm going for a mitzvah, and I want to. Or even if I don't care what other people would do, I have a right. Since I'm a shluchei mitzvah, I have a right to say my shlichus will be better. Will be better accomplished if I continue and I pass the yeshuv and I go and I travel for as long as it is life. And my shlichus will be that much better accomplished. And that part is mimin asukah b'alayim. And that's the difference between Holchei Drachim and Shluchei Mitzvah. I think that's mamish poshim shatim. It's hard to say. I think that's poshim shatim. That's the loss in the Tosis. Kisha adam dod lon balayim of a yishuv. Holchei Drachim, if a typical person will be lon balayim of a yishuv, then Holchei Drachim a chayiv in sukkah. Shluchei Mitzvah falter even then. Because who cares what a typical person would do? Their shlichus is better accomplished by continuing. If that's the pshat in this Tosis, I think that's the pshat in this Tosis, then it's mefurish in Tosis that the case of shluchei mitzvah being potter b'layla is not that the shlichus is going to be bottled entirely. Because if the shlichus is going to be bottled entirely, if they don't continue on the road, then Odom would not be lon by Yishuv. Right? The whole point of this Tosis in Chavov is to say the difference between shluchei mitzvah and Holchei Drachim is that we're talking about a case where a typical person would stay in town. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon already, he would sleep over in a hotel. And in such a case, Holchei Drachim achayim and shluchei mitzvah potter. And what's the case if by sleeping over in town at 4 o'clock you're not going to get to your destination at all and you're going to miss the whole convention, then a baga odom would not be lom b'layla b'yishuv. So the case is that you are going to get to your destination. Not going to be bottled the whole thing, but nonetheless, there's a mile in getting there early, and therefore shluchei mitzvah bottled. First in Tosfos, then when Tosfos says that it has to be eshel kaim shteyim, this is the pshat in Tosfos. Then it's mefurish over here, not like the Ma'achars who understood in Taisus. It's mefurish that when Taisus says that the first shlichus is going to be that they're going to be bottled from their shlichus, that the case of Holchei Drachim Pturim Balayla is that they're going to be bottled from the shlichus. It doesn't mean that they're going to be bottled totally. It means like the Rana would copy it. They're going to be mechagri. They're going to be delayed. They're going to be delayed a reasonable amount that a normal person would be willing to be delayed that much in order to have a comfortable bed. But it doesn't matter. Shluchei mitzvah potter nonetheless. That's still called the mefagir from the shlichus. Mitzvah A is compromised, is degraded by being oisik in mitzvah B. The shlichus will be delayed by being oisik in some other mitzvah, in mitzvah sukkah. And mimel oisik mitzvah is bought them in a mitzvah. I think this is a very big siyuah to what I said yesterday, that when Tosfos says the eshel kaim shteyim, it doesn't mean the eshel kaim shteyim klal. It means that mitzvah A will be delayed by doing mitzvah B, and that's enough to be called the eshel kaim shteyim. The question though is, what about Shomer Aveda? Shomer Aveda, Chora, if he'll give a Tosfos says that's also called the Eshel Kaim Shteyim. Because while you're being metapa with the Aveda, you can't give a lechem to the Oni. Here, Lechora, the delay is not going to harm the mitzvah at all. Maybe by Shluchim Mitzvah, I can hear that the delay is going to be Mefagri Mishnekusim. The delay in going to do the Pinyashuyim, the delay of Baderech. So maybe that's a chisaron in the mitzvah. It's going to degrade the mitzvah. But by Shomer Aveda, he'll give the putter to the Oni first, and then he'll come back and he'll be metapa with the Aveda. So the Aveda is going to be less well tended. For the 2 minutes of giving the putter, giving the lechem to the Oni, so his tipul in the Aveda is going to be less effective. So I hear it more by the shluchei mitzvah. Shluchei mitzvah, they're going to do a pig in shuyim, and they're going to be if they'll get to 2 hours earlier, it's better. Or even they're going to shmaya adrosha. If they'll get to 2 hours earlier, maybe it's better. They'll hear more from the rebbe. I don't know. They'll get better seats. I can hear. Maybe they'll. Who knows what? Maybe there could be other delays on the road. So the earlier you get there, the more the less chance of mishap there is. I could hear various scenarios where getting there better, getting there earlier is better. But in the case of putulani, so chayra, waiting to give the putulani and then coming back and being metapel with shaking out the talus. So how? Why does that matter? Deir l'chayra mitzvah is not degraded by doing mitzvah B at all. So theoretically, how you see a bigger chiddush? This I said yesterday that even if mitzvah is not going to be degraded by mitzvah B, but it's just going to be delayed. It's not. I can't do them both at the same time. In order to do mitzvah B, I have to put mitzvah A on hold for 5 minutes, even though mitzvah A will be just as good 5 minutes from now. It doesn't matter since I can't do them both at the same time. The fact that I have to delay it makes it that it's called. Tosfos calls it also yeshul kayyushtei. If the mitzvah will be bottle or it'll be misakiv, I think it's lashon. But here's the chiddush: even if the ikav is not going to hurt the mitzvah, the ikav here is not going to harm. By shulchan mitzvah, I can hear that the ikav might harm the mitzvah. The earlier the better. But by putting the v'yasi, it's not even going to be harmed. It doesn't matter. The fact that mitzvah will be delayed is already a chisar, is already enough that it's called the eshul kayim shneim. That talking needs a hesbet. So I'm not sure exactly what the hesver is. Could be the hesver is, which I started to say yesterday, then the shir. Maybe the hesver just is that even though it's totally harmless, the delay is totally harmless. You can shake out the talus just as well 5 minutes from now, after the mishulach goes home, as right now. The mere fact that mitzvah A is going to be delayed by mitzvah B makes it that mitzvah A and mitzvah B have come into contact. And that's why I need the Eshul Chayim Shneim, because the Eshul Chayim Shneim, placing mitzvah both in the mitzvah means mitzvah A patters from mitzvah B. Mitzvah A only patters from mitzvah B when mitzvah A and mitzvah B somehow conflict and they contact each other. And then mitzvah A patters mitzvah B. But if mitzvah A doesn't, if mitzvah A is not even going to be delayed by mitzvah B, because I could do both mamish simultaneously, one hand I'll do one mitzvah, one hand I'll do the other mitzvah, then it's not called that mitzvah A came into contact with mitzvah B at all. They're just two mitzvahs that are happening in the world. I may be doing both of them, but mitzvah A and mitzvah B didn't meet. So maybe there's no p'tur. The p'tur is that mitzvah A patters mitzvah B. But if mitzvah A will be delayed by mitzvah B, Hagan mitzvah A doesn't mind being delayed. It doesn't harm the talus to have its shaking out delayed, or it doesn't harm the cow to be fed 5 minutes later. Doesn't matter. But mitzvah A is affected by mitzvah B. Mitzvah A is delayed by mitzvah B. That means that mitzvah A came into contact with mitzvah B. And then it kicks in the halacha that Isaac mitzvahs patur and mitzvah. Maybe that's the hesber. I think that's more or less what I said yesterday. But I saw later that maybe there's a different hesber. There's a Rashba in Beitzu Daf Chesam Adav, and also in Shabbos Daf Chof Dalet. The Rashba talks about the din of Esed Bechalosisei. By Esed Bechalosisei, we also have a concept of the Esed Kaim Shneim. The Rish Lakish said, one brings in many places, the Rish Lakish said the din of Esed Bechalosisei is only when it's the Eshul Kaim Shneim. But when it's Eshul Kaim Shneim, you have to do Kaim the Esti and the Leisus. That's Rish Lakish, as you said. So the Rashba asked the following question. He has a few questions similar to this. The Rashba asked the following question. The Gemara in Shabbos talks about, the Gemara there in Shabbos asks, why is Sreifas Kodshim, you can't be Sreifas Kodshim on Yontif, Kodshim that needs Sreifas, the Leisus or whatever, Sreifas, which from its mail. You can't be Sreifas on Yontif. So the Gemara asks, why can't the mitzvah, the essay of Sreifas Kodshim, be doicha the leisus of Yom Tov? That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara says Tehillim, maybe Yom Tov's essay too. Or the Gemara has Tehillim. But the Gemara entertained that Sreifas Kodshim, the essay of Sreifas Kodshim, should be doicha the leisus of Yom Tov. He asks the Rashba, what do you mean? How can essay be doicha the leisus? It's Eshul Kayim Shneim. I can burn the Kodshim tomorrow. Who says I have to burn them today? Says the Rashba, says in the name of the Ramban, the Rashba in both places, Beit Zayin and Shabbos, and Beit Zayin says it more mufurish. He says the answer is that since Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, when a mitzvah comes, you're supposed to do it right away. So Mimela, we don't, you have a mitzvah surface kodesh, it's supposed to be done now. Because Ein Mavirin Ala Mitzvahs, that's supposed to push it off till tomorrow. Since you're supposed to do it now, so that's called Yeshul Kayim Shneim. The mitzvah because a mavir now a mitzvah, when you have a mitzvah in front of you, the mitzvah, the din is to do the mitzvah now. And since the din is to do the mitzvah now, the fact that I can do it later is not called yochel kain, it's not called eshel kain shleim. That's true. Then Afanu Noimel could say the same thing over here. He has a din of Vashava Saveda, and it's mechayim to be to there's a certain chazav kaveh when he has to feed the animal, when he has to be when he has to shake him even out of the palace and so on. And the mitzvah is right now. You already started the mitzvah, so he's always doing the mitzvah. So the mitzvah is to be done right now. The fact that he could do it later, that's not called Epshul, that's not called the Yochel Kayim Shleim. The din is to do it now. To the extent that you push it off to later, you're not doing the essay properly. The essay is supposed to be done now, because they love your own mitzvahs. So in Mela, that also goes into the Epshul Kayim Shleim. Kach, I'm not sure which the right up on it. Akaponim, Taisa Shita is that you need the Epshul Kayim Shleim, that you need, in order to say, placing mitzvah kotan and a mitzvah, you need to have that mitzvah A is compromised by mitzvah B. Compromised either in the like sukkah mitzvah, fagri, it's going to be delayed, maybe the delay is substantial. Even if the delay is not substantial, even if the delay is inconsequential, the mitzvah A is going to be delayed, and that's enough to pater me from mitzvah B. But only because mitzvah A is in some sense affected by mitzvah B. If mitzvah A is not affected by mitzvah B, because Yochel Kayim Shneim, it's not compromised by mitzvah B, it's not delayed by mitzvah B, I can do both at the same time. So then there's no din of, Isik mitzvah, both of them and mitzvah. And the Ran is chaluk. The Ran says that there's a din that doesn't matter. Even if you could do both at the same time, mitzvah A is in no way affected by mitzvah B, but I'm an Isik Melech HaShemayim, so Mela Ampot. So just in the Havonis HaDvarim, the Mechayra, the Yisoy, the Ran, never mind, we saw the stifle yesterday, but Mechayra, the Poshup Shah, in the Machlokes Tosfos in the Ran, is that Tosfos holds, this is what I said also the Amishi now, but I just want to say now, but kids are a little more carefully, that Tosfos holds that the Piper, when you say, Isim Mitzvah Potem and a Mitzvah, Tosfos holds the Piper is Mitzvah A. Mitzvah A partis Mitzvah B. And Mitzvah A only partis from Mitzvah B when Mitzvah A is going to be compromised by Mitzvah B. Or delayed by Mitzvah B. When Mitzvah A will be delayed by Mitzvah B or compromised by Mitzvah B. Agri. It won't be both the legame, but it'll be delayed. So then the mitzvah Isaacin pathas me from the other mitzvah. But if mitzvah A will not be affected in any way by mitzvah B, then it doesn't pass. And the Ran holds in Avraham Potter even if a mitzvah A is totally unaffected. Chaylechi the Ran, the Ptur is not the mitzvah pathas me. Because what is the mitzvah? The mitzvah A is not in any way affected by mitzvah B. So the pur is not that the mitzvah that I'm oisik can pass me from the other mitzvah. Rather, the fact that I, the gavra, is an oisik with melech hashamayim, passes him from doing other mitzvahs. A person's only mechuyev to be oisik in one melech hashamayim at a time. Like a malach only has one shlichus at a time. A person has to, if you're oisik melech hashamayim in mitzvah A, you don't have to be oisik in melech hashamayim in mitzvah B. So even though mitzvah A is not impinged by mitzvah B altogether. It doesn't matter. I am oisik in mitzvah A, I do not have to be oisik in one, more than one melech hashamayim at a time. So I wanted to, again, as I said yesterday at the end of the Shir, that I think that they go to Shitosim by Talis and Tefillin. Everybody agrees that if you're wearing Talis and Tefillin, you don't say Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, you don't get a Ptur from all other Mitzvahs. But the Rav and Taisa argue why. Taisa says, I'm talking Isaac Mitzvah, but it's Eshel Kayim Shleim. And the Rav says, because I'm not Isaac Mitzvah at all, there's no Isaac. The Talis and Tefillin are passive. I'm not doing anything when I wear Talis and Tefillin. So I think Pasha they go to Shitosim. According to Tosfos, the Ptur is the mitzvah. The mitzvah that I'm doing patters the other mitzvah. That's why it has to, it's only when the mitzvah is compromised by the other mitzvah. But it's the mitzvah that's played there. So Talis and Tefillin is not less mitzvah than any other mitzvah. And when I'm wearing Talis and Tefillin, the body is 100% Kiyum mitzvah. No, not inferior in any way to any other Kiyum mitzvah. And if mitzvahs patter, if the mitzvah that I'm doing patters me from other mitzvahs. So Talis and Tefillin is a mitzvah that I'm being the Kayim. I mean, Mekayim and Mitzvahs, no question. I wear Talis and Tefillin, I'm being Mekayim and Mitzvahs. And I mean, Mekayim and Mitzvahs, so why doesn't Pater me from other Mitzvahs? Our Korchuk says Tosfos, because Mitzvah is not effective. So it only doesn't Pater because it's not effective. But according to the Ran, it's not that the Mitzvah Pater's me. It's that I, the Gavra, only has to be Isaac in one Melech HaShemayim at a time. When a person's wearing Talis and Tefillin, the Gavra is not, he's not called the Isaac Melech HaShemayim. When he puts them on, he's Isaac Melech HaShemayim. But then once he puts them on, his Eisek is finished. Now the mitzvah continues to be happening. But he's not Eisek, Melech HaShemayim. So now he's free to be Eisek in a different Melech HaShemayim. This is Varm Shul. The Rana has another Kashan Tesis, which we didn't talk about yesterday. Hey, Joshua, I'm missing.
If we're comparing him up your own mitzvahs to Osik the mitzvah, mm-hmm. one has to say that Osik the mitzvah, if I violate it, it's an Isser. If I were to do the second one.
If the round holds.
If we were to compare, that any time where you would not be able to do Osik the mitzvah, that it would be considered Yesher Onai, if that you're not able to do both. So that have to mean, if we were comparing him up here and Osik the mitzvah, does that mean that Osik the mitzvah has to also be an Isser like him up here?
So the Ritva says it is an Isser. But I don't think you have to say that. Because we could say like this, we could say that because Eim Avir and all the mitzvahs, so mitzvah A, if I want to do mitzvah A properly, I have to do it now. Because Eim Avir and all the mitzvahs. So mitzvah A means that Atzmai requires that I do it now. I mean, it could be I'm not even doing an Isser Avir and all the mitzvahs. Maybe that's not true. If I go do mitzvah B, I'm still not being Avir and all the mitzvahs. But in your Neinu, I mean, it may just be objectively true. But when Yaneinu, I don't know that we need that. The point is, mitzvah A, mitzvah atzmoy, demands to be done now. So therefore, mitzvah A, if I'm going to do mitzvah A is not being done fully. Of course, I gained that I did mitzvah B. So from my point of view, maybe it's not an Isser. I could do mitzvah A the way it demands, right? I can say, goodbye, Mr. Mitzvah A. I like mitzvah B. You know? Who says they should look? What's the rule? You dance with the one that brung you. I don't want to dance with the one that brung me. I want to dance with mitzvah B. So mitzvah A says, but I want to be done now. So I said, fine, but mitzvah B wants to be done now too. But the point is that mitzvah A means that atzmoi, the delay in mitzvah A is a begin in mitzvah A. Mitzvah A, to the extent that I'm doing mitzvah A, there's a din to do mitzvah A now. If I do mitzvah B and I do mitzvah A later, then it's not called that I did both. It's called, or not called I did both fully. I did both to a degree, but I didn't do mitzvah A the way mitzvah A ought to be done. So that's it, since mitzvah A is the one that I started with, so that bothers me from. And mitzvah A will. The delay in mitzvah A is a begin in mitzvah A because they might be another mitzvah. So memela, I'm part of the mitzvah B. Doesn't mean that it's also to the mitzvah B. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's also to the mitzvah B. The Ritva says that it is, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. Yep. The Ran asked another kasha on Tosfos. The Ran asked on Tosfos, according to Tosfos, that it has to be Eichel Kayim Shayim. So he says, how do you understand Chosim? Right. The there's two cases of Oisik Mitzvotim, and it's two psukim. Shiptach Oisach, Avalech Kavaderech. One is Mamish, literally Oisik Mitzvah, Halech Mitzvah, and the other one is a Chosim, who's Tord Machsheves Mitzvah. Yeah, and Tord Machsheves Mitzvah, but it's Eshel Kaim Shleit. He could be Machavim Daitoy, and he could say Kishma. What is it? How is that Yeshul Kaim Shleit? Yeshul Kaim Shleim means at the very least that if I do mitzvah B, mitzvah A is going to be delayed, mitzvah A is going to be compromised, something bad is going to happen to mitzvah A. It's going to be bottled, something. Chosen, the mitzvah is going to happen regardless. The Pilus mitzvah is going to happen regardless at exactly the same time. He's not going to go home from the wedding any earlier. So what is it? But since he's Torah, the Machsheves, B'im, B'machsheves, mitzvah, so since he's Torah, the Machsheves, B'ilah, So it's hard thing to be mechav and daito in kliyos. So it's hard. The words of the fair is not impossible. Not impossible. By Tovitz Finosa Vayam, the Gemara says he violates Yisuvi daito. So it's possible to be meyashav daito. So why is where's the Yeshul Kaim Shteim? Vishnuma according to the Ran that you don't need a Yeshul Kaim Shteim. So yeah, nechavi he could be mechav and daito, but he's not mechuyu since he's Torah Machshavas Mitzvah. That's called Oisik Mitzvah. And Oisik Mitzvah is both of them in a mitzvah. But according to Tosfos. That Torah Machshavah that you have to be, it has to be that mitzvah A is going to be damaged, it's going to be compromised by doing mitzvah B. Otherwise, you don't say mitzvah potim and a mitzvah. So how is mitzvah's period of review going to be compromised by being Isaac in Kriyat Shema, by mechavan daita in Kriyat Shema? The Ran's kasha. It's an important kasha. think in Rashi there's a siachsus to this problem. We haven't done the sugya inside yet, but I want to play with that because I think it's a preface to the sugya. In the etzim achlekes toisim in the man, what is the rash? How does Rashi hold? So then the oisim mitzvah called the mitzvah because the epshel kaim shteim, or even if it's epshel kaim shteim. The chayr is prepared in Rashi. Rashi in the Rashi, if you remember Rashi's Torah, this little aleph there from the Gemara Sabach, about three quarters of the way down. Rashi says Torah is not made of chosin. Torah, leave by Torah, Hashem is below. When Mistabek he popped your craw. Rashi's talking in the Gemara about the. About the difference between kindness epsilon and kindness salmona. So Rashi says, "Libay toyed mashenas bilo, mistaber ki patrik gomi shem tir de patrik. The ena yochel lasak b'shnayim keechod." Chayt mekush in Rashi that the p'tur over here is because ena yochel lasak b'shnayim keechod. Like Tosfos, yes, look, I understand. The tir de it's impossible. Rashi says that the chosin is potter because it's efsher to be oisik machshavas mitzvah, machshavas bilah, and to be oisik machshavas kriyah. So that eino yochel is what patters him. Can't do both. Doesn't mean you couldn't do one or the other. Keep them finally, but you could be yisubidaita. You could forget about the machshavas bilah. You could think about kriyishma. You could think about the one or the other. You can't do both at the same time. That they can't do both at the same time. That's the truth. The Fideran, Chora, maybe this is wrong. Chora, the Fideran, that you don't need the Epshel Kaim Shteim. Then even if a Chosin could think both at the same time, but since the Maisi is Torah to one Machshava, so the Oisim is a Potter and a Mitzvah. He's Potter for Mitzvahs. Chora. No, I'm not sure. Chosin Potter, according to the Ran, is a Chosin Potter for other mitzvahs. Chayat, the Ran, a Chosin should Potter for all mitzvahs. Even mitzvahs don't need one. Because what does it matter? It's not with the Eshel Kaim Shteim. L'mayis, he's a Oysik Melech HaShemayim, he's Oysik Melech HaShemayim, he's Oysik Melech HaShemayim, he's Potter for all mitzvahs. I think it's a bright later that Chosin Potter for all mitzvahs, but that's talking about during the Sheva Melechas, that's a different... Here we're talking about Chosin, after his kindness, he's waiting to do the Bilas Mitzvah. After the chuppah, the chayr this Rashi is like Taisa, not like the Ran. So that's number one. The chayr it says in this Rashi like on derech hakesus. The din of oisik mitzvah potter mitzvah because the eshel kaim shteim. Very important Rashi. Yeah, good point. We'll hold on to that. Here Rashi says that it's because Ein Yochel Asik Vishnayim Keach. So Choran Rashi is going to be Kash, he's going to be Shir also the Ran's Kash. So why is it called Ein Yochel? So yeah, it is true, literally it is true. You can't think about the Tirdah of the Mitzvah and the Tirdah and the Kriyishma at the same time. That, as far as that goes, that's what Rashi says is true. You can't be Torah Machshavas Bilo and be Mechavan and Kriyishma at the same time. But the Ran's question is, the Ran also knows that. But the Ran's question is, okay, fine. But who told him to be Torah to Machshavas Bilah? If he's not going to be Torah to Machshavas Bilah, is the mitzvah going to be compromised? Is the mitzvah going to be degraded? Is the mitzvah going to be delayed? The mitzvah is peyuv yirviyahu. So he's oisik in peyuv yirviyahu because he's torah in the mashavas. But if he'll stop being torah, so he'll be less. At least we can give him a shot that he wouldn't be torah. Give him a sedative. So he won't be torah in the mashavas. So the mitzvah is going to be bet, and the mitzvah is going to be hurt. So what is it? Why is that called the epsil chaim shteyim? So there's another Rashi, and this is the Rashi that I want to point to. I think Rashi l'shitosli from that Rashi l'shitosli. Rashi says, going down towards the bottom of the Amud, Chosin Torah tiered in the mitzvah. So Rashi, Vashemina kro, b'lo mechayiv, lohosir daiti m'lachshemes mitzvah rishoyna, b'shvil zu habor olof, elo yasek v'rishoyna, v'rishoyna, v'yitin liboy liyos boki v'adolah. Says in this Rashi, I think, Svarta Kazakh. Rashi says, V'yitin libo yasek barishayna, V'yitin libo liyos boki badov. Says in the Rashi, Kamachidosh. First of all, it says in Rashi, what exactly is this machshevis, this tirdus machshava that a chosin has? The Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis and Brochus is, I think, the more commonly known Shah. Rambam in the Perish Mishnayis and Brochus, we have this sugi also. The Rambam says, the tirda is that he's worried maybe it's not a psula. That's a tirda that Avada, if he doesn't have that tirda, if we could tranquilize him not to have that tirda, the mitzvah would be no way be affected. He has this fear, maybe he's not a psula, so don't be so chadaiget, and what does he gain by having this tirda? There's no profit in having this tirda. It's a byproduct of his being like sick from the mitzvah's pure evil, but it's not productive in any way. Rashi's Mu'ur, that's not the tier that we're talking about at all. The tier that we're talking about is he's tired to be nice and liberally as Boki Badal. He's tired he's going to be able to be a fair, he's going to be able to be Makai in the Mitzvah properly. Presumably he's not coming with a wealth of experience, and he's tired to be, he's going to be, that's the tier that he can liberally as Boki Badal. That's Chiddush number one, Rashi. Number two is Mashman Rashi, that it's productive, this tier. That there's a prescription, it's prescriptive, the Rashi. This is what he should do. He shouldn't be Isaac in Mitzvah's Kriyashma. Ela Yasek Bereshayna. Rather, what the Torah wants should be Isaac Bereshayna. Ve'yitin li ba'yliyis boki badol. Says in Rashi, it's a Chedishim Shah. It says in Rashi that this is not some byproduct that we want to tranquilize an adult. Okay, this is a productive thing. This is, instead of doing Kriyashma, he should be Yitin li ba'yliyis boki badol. Storm of Roshim and Rashi. So, that's it. It's Ferish and Rashi. Yit and Libel is Boki Badover. That's the Tirda. That's the Tirda that we're talking about. So I think with Hirashi, the Karan's Kasha disappears altogether. And the Kanami. What the Ran says is the Kasha, that's the Teres. The Ran's Kasha was essential Kaim saying, what's going to be hurt will be Machavan died to the creation, or what will be Nifka, the Mitzvah is not going to be compromised. Mitzvah's pure river won't be compromised at all. I think Rashi would answer. Rashi always like Tosis. Rashi has to answer the Ran. But I think Rashi's answer would be, and presumably this is what Tosis would answer as well, if not true, the Mitzvah will be compromised. Because he has to be nice and liberally as Boki Vadovar. And to the extent that he's not going to be nice and liberally as Boki Vadovar, then the mitzvah gets the mitzvah is degraded or delayed. And if he's going to be Oisik in Kriyashma, and then he's going to have to come back, so he's going to have to be nice and liberally as Boki Vadovar all over again. So the mitzvah is going to be delayed, the mitzvah will be compromised. Either he won't be such a Boki, or he'll have to, or it'll delay the mitzvah because he needs this time to be nice and liberally as Boki, whatever it is. But, and maybe it's a very small amount of time, it doesn't matter, but we need a lot. But as long as to some degree mitzvah A is affected by mitzvah B, that's enough to make it a Yeshul Kaim stay. Because you can't do both simultaneously. Actually, you can't have both machshavas at the same time. And therefore, when he's having machshavas kriyashma, he's not being nice and liberally as Boki Vadovar, and nice and liberally as Boki Vadovar, according to Rashi, that's part of the Eisek HaMitzvah. The Chayr of the Rambam, who holds that we're talking about the Tidus, that maybe it's not a psula, which is totally not a productive daiga. The Rambam has to learn like the Rambam. So I don't care whether mitzvah A is compromised by mitzvah B. Mitzvah's period review will not be compromised by saying Krishma at all. All he'll have is that much less time that he's padaiga, maybe he's not absolute, so what? That's all pure profit. So why is he potter? The Rambam is going to have to say that al-derech teran, it doesn't matter. Isaac mitzvah, potter and mitzvah, even if mitzvah is not compromised at all. L'maisi is a Torah b'melech ha-shamay. He's Isaac melech ha-shamay. Because even though this tirdah, maybe it's not a psul, it's not a mitzvah in itself, not productive in itself, but it's a byproduct of the mitzvah peer review. You can't do the mitzvah peer review, you can't get married, this is a natural byproduct of the mitzvah. So maybe it's enough that he's called Isaac melech ha-shamay. And Isaac melech ha-shamay is potter and mitzvahs. Even then it's a pelot, because that's called Isaac melech ha-shamay. But, okay, that will live with it. according to the Rambam, it's enough to make him an Isaac Melech HaShemayim. It's not productive. But it doesn't matter. He's already Asuk, just like Hokei, but whatever it is, he's an Isaac Melech HaShemayim. He's busy with the effects of getting married. So that's enough. He's Isaac Melech HaShemayim. Isaac Melech HaShemayim is part of the nemesis. There is a problem we're going to have going forward, which is, I don't know how this stems in the Rambam, because we're getting a little bit ahead of ourselves, but just give me a second. But okay, I'm sure this will be, I imagine. So there's a machlekes yishonim. The Gemara says that koinus of salmona is chayav in Krishma, because there's no tirdim. So the machlekes yishonim, what if a fellow, Rashi is imagining this chazon of Rashi's yishonim of a bottle. He's just, his makshavas are he's living in his pajamal, but he's yeshiva bot. What about a fellow who's traveling to be kainis to salmon? He's hailach by derech to be kainis to salmon. Is he potter? Is he chayav in kriyishma or potter in kriyishma? The Rashba says he's potter. Then he's oisik for mitzvah. Then he's mamash oisik for mitzvah. Who cares about tirdah? He's still kainis. The Ritva says that he's chayav in Kriyat Shema. Says the Ritva because it's Yochel Kayim Shein. The Ritva Shitos, the Ritva by Tosfos, you need Yochel Kayim Shein. You need Yeshul Kayim Shein. In order to say something to support the Mitzvah, it has to be Yeshul Kayim Shein. He says, here's Yeshul Kayim Shein. He can be Hoylech Lichnas and Salmon, and he can say Kriyat Shema. It's different than the Yatzeh. He doesn't spell this out, but presumably he means it's different than Sukkah. Hoylech Shluchim is support them in a Sukkah, because if they're going to, like Tosfos said, if they're going to look for a Sukkah every night, then they're going to be delayed on their own. But if he says Kriyishma on the road, it's not going to delay his trip at all. I mean, I guess when he says the prosecution, he has to stop walking. Okay, they're saying stopping to walk for prosecution is not going to delay his trip. So the Ritva says that he's chayav in Kriyishma. He says that's trapping more. Since he's not Torah, it's absolute chayav saying. It doesn't matter. The Ritva learns the Gemara that he's not just Yeshua Bottle like Rashi. He could be going to be kindness to Salmon, or going to be kindness to Sapshul. But my level of merit, the important thing is it Epsil Kaim Shteim, is it Epsil Kaim Shteim? Kindness Epsil is the Epsil Kaim Shteim. Kindness to Salmon is Yochel Kaim Shteim. What is the Ram hold? The Ram is come out before us that a kindness to Salmon, get the Lashon Ram. Maybe they have it here in the back. The Amish Ben Asholim. Do we have it here? Anyway, the Lashon Rama, I don't have it in front of me. Maybe somebody has it. Probably not. But look. I will have no say as Habula. It's very valid. Kishma, look at the base. I will have no say as Habula. Athletic show Isaac the Mitzvah. High of liquids. High of the Ailey Dover from the Valbum Bible. So, Ram is the favorite. She's Isaac the Mitzvah. Hira, according to Rashi, the Pshat in the morning, according to the Rashba, the case of an Almond is where he's not Isaac the Mitzvah. He's not going. If he'd be going, if he'd be Hilak Shlukhe Mitzvah, he would be Potter. The case where he's not going, he's just sitting there, Yeshua Bottle. And this kid doesn't have any tirdus of machshava, so he's not an Isaac the Mitzvah. He's chayav because he's not an Isaac the Mitzvah. The Rambam says he is an Isaac the Mitzvah. He is an Isaac the Mitzvah. Afal pisha Isaac the Mitzvah. Nonetheless, he's potter because ainly bava shem aval b'daita. So he's able to be mechavan to say kriyishma. So the chayrit refuish in the Rambam that the Rambam holds like Tosfos, like the Ritva, that the Isaac the Mitzvah is only potter when it's the Eshul Kaim Shteim, when it's Eini Yochel Chavan Daiter. So there's a stira between the Mitzvah and the But Hulach Litlis is Salmona, he's Chayimim Kishma, because this Yochel Kayish name, Eimudover Amavalbal Daifri, there's no stereo, there's no conflict between his going to be Kayimim Salmona and being Oisik Vemitzvah's Knesset Salmona and his being able to say Kishma. So therefore he's Chayimim Kishma. So Chayimim the Rambam is Mashma like Tosfos and the Ritzvah. That you need Oisik Vemitzvah's only when it's Eif Shlok Kayim Shneim, and for that you have to have Torah. But if that's the case, then Chayimim, I don't understand. Because the Rambam himself in the Perish of Mishnais, assuming that maybe it was Chayzer from the Perish of Mishnais, but the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnais learns that the Tirdus of Achshav over here is that he's worried that Shinat Absul. Worried that Shinat Absul, that's called the Yef Shul Kaim Seyim. Where's the Yef Shul Kaim Seyim? Why is it called the Yef Shul Kaim Seyim? It's Yef Shul Kaim Seyim. He could be Kainis of Salmon and he can say Krishma. All he has to do is Mechav and Dayt, think about Krishma. Don't be so worried that Shinat Absul. Nothing will happen if he doesn't worry anymore. So why is that called? Where's the Yef Shul Kaim Seyim? We had a mitzvah to be worried that she's not a zulah. But that's the chayot sarach, what's going on in the Rambam. Those with me? I'll just go through again the chayot in the Rambam. It's a kasha, I don't know, maybe something will develop later on. But at the time, right now, I'm stymied. On the one hand, the Rambam is mefurish that a kainis of salmona is chayiv in kriyishma. Right, it's kainis of salmona is chayiv in kriyishma. So the Rama says, "Afa pisha oisik v'mitzvah." Nonetheless, kevish ein l'dover am ababul daita. He's part of the chayiv. That's like the mitzvah. That even though he is an oisik v'mitzvah, but he's still chayiv in kriyishma. Why? Oisik v'mitzvah part of the mitzvah. What happened? Some of the answer is because efshel chayim shayim. That's what the Ritva explains. Efshel chayim shayim. That's what the Ritva says. Pshat and more. Since he's not torah, so it's efshel chayim shayim. He can be kainis of salmona, and he can be going by red, but there have to be kindness of Salmona, and he can be setting up the places. He can do all the ASIC, everything. It doesn't matter. He doesn't have a tier there, so what's the problem with saying Krishma? Successful kind of statement. The Ram is like the Ram is like Tosin and Mitzvah. The Nordic say ASIC, Mitzvah, Padam, and Mitzvah. It's only with Mitzvah A is compromised by Mitzvah B. Not like the Ram. Then you have the Ram's Kasha. The Ram asked. He says, by Krishma, the Ram asked, it's Yochel Kaim Sayyim. He could be, it's Yochel Chaim Shneim. He can be kindness to Salmona just as well and still be Mechav and Daita by Krishma. Let him think about Krishma, and it won't affect his being kindness to Salmona at all. In what way will his being kindness to Salmona? Yeah, fine, because Tirda will have to take out of his head. So what? The Tirda is not a mitzvah per se. So let him say Krishma, and it's Epshel Chaim Shneim. So the Ran brings from the Araya that you don't need Epshel Chaim Shneim. You don't need a Epshel Chaim Shneim. As long as he's Oisik Melech HaShemayim, the Tirda makes him an Oisik Melech HaShemayim. The Tirdus HaMachshava makes him into an Isaac Melech HaShemayim. But according to Tosis and the Ritva, the Rambam apparently also holds the way, that I need Eif Shel Kayim Shneim. I only say Isaac Mitzvah Potem and Mitzvah, and Mitzvah A is compromised by Mitzvah B. So how do we understand over here? What's the case by Chosin? Why is the Mitzvah spirit root of the Chosin compromised by Mechav and Kriyashma? So Rashi addresses the question. And Rashi tells me, because this Tirdus HaMachshava is not some byproduct of the Mitzvah. This Tirdus HaMachshava is a productive Tirdus HaMachshava that he needs in order to do the Mitzvah properly. He has to be nice and liberally spoken with other. That's a whole different kind of Tirdus HaMachshava. That's a Tirdus HaMachshava. The Taka will be, so that means that if it will be Mechavan for Krishma, then his Tirdus, then the Mitzvah will be affected. The Mitzvah will be compromised or delayed or something. Fine. But that's not the Rambam. At least it's not the Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis. The Rambam in the Perish of Mishnayis says that the Tirdus, he's worried that Shinat Absulah. That's not a Daigo, that's not a Machshava that in any way enhances his Kiyama Mitzvah. It's a byproduct of the Mitzvah. So maybe it makes him an Oisik Melech HaShemayim, but it's at the end of the day, the mitzvah peer review is not affected by his being Oisik in Kriyashma. So why is he fought? That's the problem here in the Rambam. Anyway. Let's make a schol in the mark. Yeah, Josh.
I could one say for the Rambam also, I think it would work for Tosfos too, that that the pictorial chasan isn't because of osik and mitzvah, it's simply because of tirda. So when there's no tirda, so by like by an amana, so.
Okay, I'll come back to you in a second to see what they think. Yeah, let's think this. Maybe we could say a mahalach. We're mamish. No, let's run through Gemara, then we'll be allowed to talk about it. Just read the Gemara. Menani mila kana banim shitach v'vesech apat leisik mitzulech v'derech bat lechassim. Tan amon penis kilopode v'salmon achay. My mashma amon vunek v'derech my derech shusach kol. Shusach v'kik adem mitzvahs. You lay the skin to gozul v'am mitzvah v'am rechman v'likri v'kain v'am rechav v'shevas v'lechas. My v'shiftach v'shiftach v'lechtach v'lechas idokh v'lechay v'sa v'lechas the mitzvah v'pyrus. Yochai kol kainis salmon adami. Kainis salmon atoi, kainis salmon atoi. Kainis absolut toi, kainis salmon atoi toi. Okay, fine, now we're out of the Torah. So, in the Gemara, we have two cases, Oisik mitzvah and chosam. Rashi learns that it's a yitur. And there's neither posik is mashma one or the other, but chosam is a bigger chiddush because it's only a mashav. So I need two psukim, the second one, whichever it is marbe chosam. And Rashi is actually gurus in the Gemara, which is argus in the Gemara. B'shivtecha v'veisecha prat loisik v'mitzvah, v'lechtecha v'derech prat l'chosam. So the second one is chosam, because chosam is the bigger finish. This is gurus in the Gemara, punt paket. B'shivtecha v'veisecha prat l'chosam, because the chosam is b'vayit. V'lechtecha v'derech prat loisik v'mitzvah, because it's talking about sukim mitzvah. Taisus holds that the mashmois itself of shivtach v'veisach is the ma'at chosun, and the mashmois of lech chavaderech is the ma'at shar mitzvahs. Which leads Taisus to ask, let's just say chosun. Chosun is the bigger chiddush. If chosun is part of the kol shkein the mitzvahs. So Taisus said, no, chosun has there is a way in which chosun maybe is more pashut than other mitzvahs, because the pot chosun is very hard to be perished from the machshav. Mashen came with other mitzvahs, and that's so hard to put away one mitzvah and do the other mitzvah. So there it's maybe in one way that's maybe a bigger finish. Akapon, we have two psukim and we have two din. So yesh taka, yesh mokum lodin. Maybe, this is what Josh and Nassim are suggesting, maybe this din of chosim is not a din of isik mitzvah at all. Even though the word qualifies it, it has to be covered here to the mitzvah. But maybe. But nonetheless, maybe the Torah Chosan is not the regular din of Isaac Mitzvah of Devin. Maybe it's a different din altogether. That is a Seni Yochel Havan Daitim. Maybe it's a Kriyishma de Kavanah. That Kriyishma needs Kavanah Saleh. And here he's in a state where he's not able to have Kavanah Saleh. And the Torah wasn't Machayev him to muster up the Kavanah Saleh that's required for Kriyishma. Since it's a Tir de Mitzvah. And otherwise, Avami made even a Tir de Rishus. Kamash, not even a Tir de Mitzvah. But at the end of the day, maybe it's like a different din than the din of Isaac Mitzvah called the Minah Mitzvah. It hasn't Mashman Rashi. We'll come back to the Rambam. We have time. We'll come back to the Rambam. It hasn't Mashman Rashi. So there's a few of you come in Rashi. I think that Rashi is Mashman not again. That Chosar is also the din of Isaac the Mitzvah. First of all, the whole Rashi throughout. Let's read the Rashi inside. B'shivtcha v'vesecha pat leisik mitzvah she'ena chayv v'kriyish mukam v'forish my mashma. Lech t'vadech pat lechosim. Afal gavsis Rashi. Duhu nami b'mitzvah torah. So it's also leisik b'mitzvah. So what's the chiddush? Why does it need separate mention? Yisrichu, very good. You need both. Yav yiksiv chad, kev and lechosim lav behed yiksiv v'kod. Hav minu lekpotar chosim ele pereach v'oisim alechetz mitzvah b'yadayim v'yim alech v'mitzvah. Aval chosim she'eshu v'botul, v'yino leisik, ele tard v'nachshavis v'ilo, lekpotar chosim. So, this Rashi, Ilchorez Mashma, at least the beginning of Rashi, that this is also an Isaac Mitzvah. That's Rashi, yes. Why do I need a separate Pasuk? It's also an Isaac Mitzvah. So he doesn't answer that he's not an Isaac Mitzvah. He answers, but it's not an Isaac Mitzvah that's Begufoy or Behiluchoy. It's only a Tir de Machshava. Not Mashma that Rashi is saying, it's not an Isaac Mitzvah. Rashi is stronger. He said, he's not Isaac B'mitzvah. He's Yoshua Botel. He's not Isaac B'mitzvah. Just has machshavas in a matrim. And maybe it's not Mukhuch. Like Rashi, in the beginning of Rashi, he thought that it's Isaac v'mitzvah. But once he answers that he's not the Isaac v'mitzvah b'yadayim, he's not the mitzvah, he's just Yeshu v'botel, vein and osik, and torn Hashem is b'ilo, maybe it's like a chazor in Rashi. It's taka not Isaac v'mitzvah v'kedin, it's a different din, it can't be mechav and daifu. Let's see b'hemshech. My mashma mehali koi, path l'mitzvah. Kider, chay l'chud erach, sir. Milo yaskinim, v'chi ein chu yochel lichlo, m'mik kuder mitzvah im ha-reshus, ודרך סלמה קוסר ומאש מנמי דרך מיצו קומר חמונו לחייב לקוס אם כן דרך מיצו נמי קוי ויכתו במחס בדרך תורד בי בי תורד מהשם הסביבו ומסתבר כי פטרי קוי משום תידו פטרי ואין יוכל לסק בשניים כאחות this is by Almona by Almona there's no תידו but here מסתומה כי פטרי קוי משום תידו פטרי ואין יוכל לסק בשניים כאחות Right. Here maybe it's Liyeh Mashmoyes that it has to do, it's a special din of Tirda, it's not the general din of Isaac and Mitzvah. Mistaba ki patriko, because of the specific issue of Tirda, maybe Rashi's saying that this is not the regular Isaac Mitzvah Kedikadin, it's a new din of Tirda's Kriyashma, the Tirda's Achosan is Menea Tirda's Kriyashma. Not Mukhuch. Rashi may mean that the Yeshul Kaim Shneim is because of the Tirda. The conflict is because of the Tirda. There has to be a conflict. The conflict between Mitzvah A and Mitzvah B is in the Machshav. He can't be Isaac b'shnayim te'echot. That's what make can't be Isaac in shtei machshavas g'achas. And that's what makes him Isaac mitzvotam in a mitzvah. So we don't have a chor yet. Chayin is a model of Torah. Yochel time shtayim. Ii mishum tirdo. Now this Rashi is important. The Gemara now asks, Ii mishum tirdo. Tavos finosu b'yam nami. Says Rashi, Hay de porach, the makshin who answers from Tavos finosu b'yam. Mashmalay the tidosay petrosay. That is the tidosay pachas. Which any yochel chavin is libot. The hilka chavin topis finos of the Torah b'tzayah b'tzayah libot. What does Rashi want? This mashmalay. Rashi sounds like he's addressing. Rashi is, what's this mashmalay? The makshin thought. What do you mean the makshin? That's the emes. He's potter as tidosay. So the word asks, so topis finos of the is also the tidosay. The word answers is a special kind of tidosay in the mitzvah. Rashi's mashma that the makshin had some error which is going to be corrected. The makshin was mashma late the mishim tidu pechosa. This Rashi's mashma that lo yomim it isn't Isaac mitzvah the kedin. So Isaac mitzvah, the mitzvah of tidus machshav, the mitzvah of machshavas mitzvah, patters him from kriyashma. So then Rashi was bothered. So what's the kashim from Tavis v'nosim v'yam? There is not Isaac mitzvah at all. So Rashi says the makshin thought, then with the underscoring thought, it's not true, but the makshin thought that it's the Ptur is because he's any yochel, it's a Kriyashma to give him, that he's not able to be Mechavadai to the Kriyashma. So he has from Tavis Kinosa Biyam. So what's the answer? That is not us. No, only kids in the mitzvah. At the end of the day, it's not Isaac mitzvah to give him. And let's skip to the other Rashi Chosin Torah Tid in the mitzvah. Vashmina Ko, Le Mechayev Lahasi Daiti Machsheves Mitzvah Rishayna. This Rashi is also very strong. Le Mechayev Lahasi Daiti Machsheves Mitzvah Rishayna. Vishulzu Habo Olof. This also is Machmas Isaac Mitzvah to Kedin. So, Din of Eino Chayav, he's not Machuyav to go and be Isaac in this Mitzvah of Kriyashma. Rather, Yasik Berishayna, he should be Isaac in the Mitzvah of Rishayna, in the Machsheves, Mitzvah of Rishayna. Like we said before, it's a prescription, Rashi. This is what he's supposed to do. And I think it all stems. Rashi learns this, the Machshav over here is itself Mitzvah. Because the Machshav is itself Mitzvah, so it's called the Isaac Mitzvah. It's a Mitzvah to have this Machshav, it's not a byproduct. Unfortunate byproduct of getting married. No, it's not just nerves. This is a productive machshava that's part of the Isaac HaMitzvah, and Mele goes into the Isaac HaMitzvah, Patim and HaMitzvah. So I think the machshavas of the Rashi's over here, the Rashi you can do, is that Chosin is not a separate halacha, but it's at the end of the day, it's an Isaac HaMitzvah to come off. And that stems very well with Rashi, because even though Rashi holds you need the Eshul Kaim Shteyim, but Rashi holds, this is called the Eshul Kaim Shteyim, because if you're going to be Isaac and Kriyashma, you're going to lose the Yitin Liba, the Yitzkoki Vadon. Come. So Rashi over here is very fun. Rashi in Brochus. We have more Brochus, right? Didn't know we were going to get into this. Okay. Rashi in Brochus. It's an interesting diyukim. We have the same sugi in Brachos. Daf Yud Aleph. I'm just saying more. It's kama shinuyim from Rashi over there to here. if I knew that we were going to get into it, I would run it off. There's a few differences. So I'll just tell you. First of all, Rashi in Brachos, when he talks about what the tirda is, Rashi says the tirda is esek pesulim. Rashi also says the tirda is liyis boki v'dava. Rashi in Brachos says the tirda is esek pesulim. He's Torah, it's machshev is esek pesulim. Mechashev al esek pesulim. So that's not clear what Rashi means. What does he mean, mechashev al esek pesulim? So I'm saying he means the Rama. He's worried is she pesulim. Tamuch actually might mean esek pesulim. What he says over here, liyach bafi vadala, meaning the pesulim make it complicated to be he's torahed in the to be a baki to be mighty dam pesulim, or he's torahed in that maybe the psulim are going to prevent him being able to be going with the bia, whatever it is. It's the psulim that make him torahed in the machshavas ha'abiyu. So it's not clear this Rashi is ambivalent, esek psulim, but it might mean the Rama. But there's another Rashi. This Rashi, I'll tell you the Rashi. But the Gemara asks from Tavos Vinos Beyom. So first of all, the whole Rashi that we have by us, that the Makshin thought that it's Mishum Tirdus Halev, and that's why he asked from Tavos Vinos Abayam, Rashi in Brachos doesn't say. He just says, Imishum Tirdus the Machshava Patisle, Yafilu Tavos Vinos Enami. So the Rashi in Brachos doesn't have this extra Rikos. But the Makshin thought mistakenly that the reason why he's Potter is because any Yochel Chavan Lachavan died. Rashi does not say that. Already. But then there's another Rashi. When the Gemara answers that it's a tirda de mitzvah, so what's Pashat Pshat in the Gemara's answer? Hosam Torah tirda rishus, here it's a tirda de mitzvah. That's like the Gemara is saying, it's nothing to do. It's a Torah oisik b'mitzvah. Like Tovus v'nos v'yam, he's not oisik b'mitzvah. So who cares that he's Torah? So it'll not be Torah. But here it's a tirda de mitzvah. Tirda de mitzvah is oisik b'mitzvah pata b'nei mitzvah. Rashi, there in Brochus, has a ganz arichus. Says Rashi, v'chevon de'anan miyot bi'alma d'ashinon. Since it's just a miut, mistayuch means like dayecha. It's enough. Imimatis minei tirdu de mitzvah. So Rashi is saying it's like a tafasta ruvuloi tafasta. You want to say even tavos v'nosu b'yam? I only have one ribui or one miut, whatever it is. It's one miut. Prat lechosim. So I have a right to be marbe tafasta ruvuloi tafasta. I don't have a right to be marbe tirdu de rishus. I only have a right to be marbe tirdu de. To be my bad, but I don't have a right to be my tirda the rishus. I only have a right to be my the lesser chiddush, which is tirda the mitzvah. So this did my son-in-law, the Yom Gunas, pointed out to me that the chayra, according to Rashi by us, it's a funny Rashi. There's some other Rashi. Rashi should say it's apples and oranges. You're making a mistake. Rashi by us is Mashmah. You're making a mistake. You Makshin thought that the reason why Chazon is bought this is because he's nothing to do with Isaac Mitzvah. It's because any Yochel Chava Daitoi, you won't be able to properly say Kriyishma. So Tavos V'nos V'yam Nami, the answer is, you're wrong. That's not the Torah. The Torah is Isaac Mitzvah, and therefore Tavos V'nos V'yam has nothing to do with the case. The Rashi and Brachas, it's a different ring to it. Rashi and Brachas sounds like we're saying, La'olam, the Ptur is the Ptur of Kavanah. The Torah said that he's potter because he can't be mekamen daitle. And therefore, by the same logic, if we would push it all the way, we would say even a tear that a rishus should pater him from Kriya Shema. Because still in all, ainyoch lechamen daitle. But since it doesn't say in the pasuk b'feirush, so we don't have a right to go so far. And therefore, we are might in the chiddush and we say tear that the mitzvah paters him from Kriya Shema, not tear that rishus. But not because tear that rishus would not be conceivable to pater him from the same reason. Conceivably, I could have patered him even by Tovus v'nosu b'yam, also with the same logic. But since I only have one pasuk, the pasuk doesn't tell me how far to go. So I say, tear to the mitzvah. So what's the difference between the mitzvah and tear to the mitzvah? You have to say, it's not humanly impossible. It could be mechav and daitel. By tear to the mitzvah, the Torah said, you're not mechuyuv. It's you and the mitzvah's kriyishma. How much do you have to be mechav and daitel? How hard do you have to work to mechav and daitel for kriyishma? So Tovus v'nosu b'yam, it's only a tear to the mitzvah. So the Torah says, you're mechuyuv to put aside the tear to the mitzvah in order to say kriyishma. Tirda mitzvah is a bigger level of tirda. I mean, it's not that you're more Torah, but tirda mitzvah is the Torah is not so more lenient about tirda mitzvah. Tirda mitzvah, you're not mechuyev to set aside that tirda in order to be mechav and daitel b'kriyishma. But at the end of the day, it's a special kriyishma de kalacha. How much are you mechuyev to put aside other machshavas in order to say kriyishma? So the Torah says tefasta mevulei tefasta. I might have thought maybe even tirda rishus. The bottom line is only tier to the mitzvah. But it's still not a din of Isaac Mitzvotim. L'chayr, this Rashi is mashma. It's not really the din of Isaac Mitzvotim and Emes. Which would come out that the bottom line, according to Rashi and Brachas, if this dik is correct, that the Rashi and Brachas talk as a different malach, that the Torah of Chosin is not a din of Isaac Mitzvotim and Emes at all. And Isaac Mitzvotim is only Maisa. Machshava not. Machshava is especially Krishma to Kalach. It's a very nice dik. Problem is, that's so great because Rashi and Brachas and the Mishnah but at the very beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara brings the drasha, Shiftachon B'Sechar Pat L'Isik Mitzvah Uvelechtachon B'Derech Pat L'Choson, Rashi over there says Afal Gav L'Choson Nami Isik B'Mitzvah Yilav Kro Yisera Le'Nafgul Mikor Kamo came into Isik B'Mitzvah like Sivriko B'Hedyo Elam Yutu B'Yamu B'Kodashinu This Rashi is mashma like Rashi with us. He says, even though Chosin is also an Isaac B'mitzvah, so why isn't this separate pasuk? But since it doesn't say the Feirish in pasuk, it's only a mit b'alma, so therefore I would have said, maybe only Isaac Melechas Mitzvah, where he's Isaac. Aval Chosin was a Tid B'machshava b'alma, so maybe I need a Kor Yisera to be Marlon. Sounds like the Rashi, that Rashi sounds very much like Rashi Vyas, that to all of the Novosik Mitzvah. Yeah, so what to do with the other Diyuk about Loi Mistayach, I don't know. Tak attention there in the Rashi. Don't quite know which way to go. But the Chor, the Rashi at the beginning is very strong. Chosin is also Isik Mitzvah. Rashi should have said something else. That a Chos is not Isik Mitzvah at all. Rashi should have said, even though a Chosin Chor is also Isik Mitzvah, it's not true. He's Yoshev Batal, not Isik Mitzvah. But since he has a Tirdis Machshova, the tears is Machshava, Pater's in Kriyishma. Rashi not Maskalay. It's one bit of Isaac B'mitzvah, but it's a bigger Chiddush in Isaac B'mitzvah needs an extra pasuk. Nonetheless, Hadovik Shilatma is Nitin Leomer. Whether it's Rashi or not, but it is possible to entertain. And maybe the Torah of Chosin is not a Torah of Isaac B'mitzvah B'cha. It's not what it says. Rashi B'mitzvah is really not that way. Rashi Brachas Tcharet, have you from Soisim. The Rambam clearly holds, the Rambam brings Raya from Chosim to his side about the Eshel Kayim Shdei, and he clearly holds that it's nice to miss it again. But with Hadolah, it's possible to entertain that maybe Chosim is a separate category. It's nothing to do with Isaac Mitzvah. It's a special creation of the Kabbalah. If that would be the case, would we gain anything in the Rambam?
How do I know
what?
If the Makar for Isaac is also from Mishik Kamisa, so why is it fair to say that Nach Kamadeh is a creation of Mishik Kamisa?
We're not following.
If it's just a drush.
It's just a Koyseo.
They're just two of us. They're a set of partial creation.
One is in the Isaac Mitzvah, the other one is in the of Nach Shevis. Maybe they're two unrelated elements. It's really like Tysus that it would be better in Tysus gives. It's not just a ribui, an extra ribui. It's two different mashrois in the pasuk. This is talking about a chosun. This is talking about a shluchei mitzvah. And it's easier to say it's two different halachas. But I don't think it's impossible to say it's two different halachas regardless. So I wonder, would we gain anything in the Rambam? Just to have the discussion started. Would we gain anything in the Rambam by saying that the din of chosun is a special halacha? Mishal Libay Torah v'nechpas l'dvar mitzvah poter mikol ha-mitzvahs u'mikriyashma. Mufush Rambam, it's not only a tour from Kriyashma, it's a tour from all mitzvahs. Even mitzvahs don't need Kabbalah. That's about the that's certainly always the mitzvah tikkudin. Because all the mitzvahs don't need Kabbalah. Kriyashma needs Kabbalah. Other mitzvahs don't need. I mean, nothing mitzvahs trichas kavana. That's kavana lotzis. But the kavana we're talking about over here, that's a special. Kriyashma needs kavana. Other sukkah doesn't need kavana. Lulav doesn't need kavana. The Rambam says that a chosun is part of other mitzvahs too. And this is from that itself. It's muchuch that you don't need the actual kaim shleim. Because by other mitzvahs is yochel kaim shleim. Why can a chosun say? Why can a chosun sit in the sukkah? Why can a chosun take the lulav? Doesn't need kavana. Where's the yeshul kaim stay? So that's like a very. So now it's a very bizarre thing. The Rambam. On the one hand, the Rambam holds that a chosun is potter from all mitzvahs. Mukhach has nothing to do with the Yeshul Kaim Shteim. What's the Yeshul Kaim Shteim? So he's Lipoy Nechpas Torah and so on. That's his theory of taking the Lulu. Choris Mukhach, like the Ram, that the Ptur is, he's a Oisik Belech HaShemayim. Since he's Torah Venech, he's Lipoy Torah in a Divine Mitzvah, that makes him into an Oisik Belech HaShemayim. And that's l'chor likewise muchuch from the Rambam in the Perush Mishnayis, that the machshava here that we're talking about is maybe it's not absolute, which is b'chal machshava that's certainly dispensable. If he wants to be mesira, he wants to not have it, then he would be just as well off, if not better. So certainly yochel chayim shnei could be mechavim for Krishma, and no loss to the mitzvah, no loss to mitzvah's period. It doesn't matter since he's torah the nechbar in the divine mitzvah. So he's called an Oisik Melech HaShemayim and he's called the Mikol HaMitzvah. That's on the one hand. And on the other hand, the Rambam says that HaKlinis is Almono. Afal Pishu Oisik B'Mitzvah. But he's not Potter because he's not Torah. The whole tour of Torah is because he's Oisik B'Mitzvah. The whole tour of Torah is because he's Oisik B'Mitzvah. So HaKlinis is Almono is also Oisik B'Mitzvah. The Rambam says the Feirish, HaKlinis is Almono, Afal Pishu Oisik B'Mitzvah. And he's told about a case where he's Oisik b'mitzvah to be koinis salamona, like the Rashba, the Rishba's case. He's going baderech to be koinis salamona. And the Rambam says, nonetheless, he's not potter. Because even though he's an Oisik b'mitzvah, but since he's not a torud, he doesn't have the ptur. Why do you have to be a torud in order to have the ptur? The ptur itself of torud is Oisik mitzvah, potter min a mitzvah. Let me put it differently. Why do you need to be Torah in order to be Potter? The Gemara says, An amon, a kindness amon is not Torah. Kindness absolu is Torah. You have to be Torah in order to be Torah. Why do you need to be Torah? So there's two possibilities that we know about from Rishon. Possibility number one is because we're talking about a Yoshev bottle, and the only thing that makes him a Leisik B'mitzvah is the Machshava. That's the Torah with the Harashim. What makes him a Leisik B'mitzvah is the Tidus HaMachshava. Otherwise, he's not a Yoshev bottle. That's possibility number one. Possibility number two, the Ritva, is that no, even if he's going, even if he's Hoylich B'derech Lichnes HaSalmona, so he's a Leisik B'mitzvah for other reasons. But you need him to be a Torah, because if he's not a Torah, it's Epshel Chaim Shteim. And the Oisik Mitzvah is only part of the Ritzel when it's E Epshel Chaim Shteim. Those are the two possibilities that we know of. The Rambam, the Chori, see, the Rambam cuts off both of those possibilities. On the one hand, the Rambam, it's clear that is that even if he's not Yoshev Boto, I don't need Torah in order to make him into an Oisik Mitzvah. Kindness of Salmona, the Rambam says, is an Oisik Mitzvah. It's talking about where he is Isaac B'mitzvah to be kindness of Salmona. And still in all, but he's not Torah. So you see that I only Torah to make him into an Isaac B'mitzvah. We're not talking about a Yoshev Batal. We're talking about a guy who's going to be kindness of Salmona. He is an Isaac B'mitzvah. But he's missing the ingredient of being Torah. So it's not like, so obviously, the Rambam held, the reason why he needs to be Torah in order to be Potter is not to make him into an Isaac B'mitzvah. So what's the other possibility? He needs to be Torah, because otherwise it's actually Chaim Shteim, like the Ritva. That's also not in the Rambam. Because the Rambam says that a Chosin is Potter, that a Chosin, because he's Torah, a Kohen is Apsula, is Potter from Gula Mitzvot also. From other Mitzvot too, Kol Mitzvot. But a Kohen is Amon is higher than Kol Mitzvot. What does it have to do with the actual Chaim Shteim? To do other Mitzvot, a Kohen is Apsula could also do other Mitzvot. For that matter, the Rambam Perishon Shnai says, we're talking about Machshevus and maybe she's not Apsula. That's about it, actually, Chaim Shteim. I don't have to have that machshava. It won't degrade my mitzvah if I don't have that machshava. So it's mukhach in the Rambam that the reason that Torah over here is not in order that it should be, is not in order that it should be Efshel Chaim Shteim. So there's some other thing going on over here. That the Rambam holds that in Oisik B'mitzvah needs to be Torah in order to be potter from mitzvahs that are not even machshava to mitzvahs. To be potter from Luluv. And Oisik B'mitzvah has to be Torah. If he's Isaac Mitzvah, then he's Torah, then he's Potter from Luluv. And if he's not Isaac Mitzvah, then he's not. And if he's not Torah, then he's not Potter from any Mitzvahs. Yeah, that's what comes out over here in the Ram. That's a very big chiddush. So you should know, I have not figured out. I haven't made heads or tails out of it. But there is a Rav Rom in the Har and Daf Chavot. Who Taka, he doesn't make all these diukim in the Rambam that I make, he has other diukim. But he, on his own, has this sheet that he says you need the Oisik Mitzvah Potom, and a Mitzvah has to have two ingredients, that's the Oisik Mitzvah and he has to be Torah. And if he's not Oisik Mitzvah and Torah, then there's no din of Oisik Mitzvah Potom and a Mitzvah. And then he says at the end, the Chayim Das Rambam. But he has to get like other Rambams. He's not, these diukim are making the Rambam from the Perish of Mishnayos, although he brings the Perish of Mishnayos.
Rabbi
Manoach
says he finish.
Rabbi Melech says also. But you need Tatin. So there is a sheet over here going on. That somehow you need Torah not in order to make him an Isaac Mitzvah like Rashi, because he's a Yeshiv Batal. And not like the Ritzvah, because otherwise it's Epshel Chaim Shteim. That would only be a Krishma to Galacha, it wouldn't be relevant to other Mitzvahs. Some new Yisrael, that the din of Isaac Mitzvah is only when he's Torah. And we'll have to say that Shluchim Mitzvah are also Torah. Mr. Shluchim Mitzvah. I thought the Rav Raman asked this also. Mr. Shluchim Mitzvah, I thought. But they're busy with their sickles, whatever it is, the arrangements, the things they're going to do, the finish shooting, whatever it is, they're also taught. But that Torah did not thought. Rav Raman asked this another fascinating thing, I'll destroy that. The Rav Raman asked this very shit. It's a whole can of worms. We're getting to manage a whole can of worms over here. And it needs a Hezbollah altogether. What's time to Hezbollah? But the Rav Minahar uses this to explain something else. He says, why is it that you're Mabatal Talmud Torah for Krishna? Why do you say Isaac Mitzvah Potom and Mitzvah? Others say it's a special din of Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah is different. It has to be Lumud Amin Aslapsos. Yishalmi. Rav Menahar says, because you're not Torah. That's the answer. You need Isaac Mitzvah only part when you're Torah. He says, the Isaac learn, when you're learning is not Torah. He says it for the Gemara. I don't think he says it for the Rambam. Maybe he says it for the Rambam too. Thanks. There is the Rambam in the Hilchos
Ishus. Yeah,
he says it's Torah. The Rambam says it's Torah. Yeah, the Rambam's lost that he's Torah. But the Rambam says it's Torah. It's not Torah. Yeah, I know what it means. What exactly does Torah mean exactly? It needs, Rav Menahar needs a limit by itself. But I'll compare him. It's in just in this Rambam, again, he doesn't work it out from these Rambams, but from these Rambams you see Mineu Bev, that it's Mukhuch and the Rambam such a shit. You need Isaac Mitzvah and you need Torah, nothing to do with the actual Torah there. So there's some new reason why he has to be Torah. He wants to have the Torah of Isaac Mitzvah, but we'll have to say that all the cases of Isaac Mitzvah are all cases of Torah. Shluchim Mitzvah. Kaisvei Tfilin Mezuzus Takil Chayas Nachorod. So Rav Menahar says that that's why the Rambam was mashed, but the din of Kaisvei Tfilin the Rambam is mashed with the halacha. The Rambam says because they're not Torah. That kind of held you don't need Torah, but the Rambam passing you need Torah. That's the ma'aser. Okay, if we want more, maybe on Chavav. If we do a Rambam Har per se, we're more likely to do it on Chavav. For the time being, just the Rambam needs a hezber. The sheep needs a hezber. What's the svara? What does Torah give me? What exactly does Torah give me that without that I don't do Isaac Mitzvah about them and I miss them? Okay, just that.